Hello, we're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, the Arvut, where it's continuing with item 28. You can ask questions in our website and we'll ask them during the lesson. Item 28. Now, we fully understand the previous words, for he says, now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning, make a covenant on what I am telling you here, to be my sgula, my virtue, from among all peoples. This means that you will be my sgula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, quote, for all the earth is mine, end quote. Meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. If you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to, quote, be unto me a kingdom of priests, end quote, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself. The axis of all the Torah and the mitzvot. And a holy nation is the reward in its final form of dvekut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you will say to the children of Israel. They made the precision. These are the words. No more and no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? We find no such example in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, for he is the trusted one in all my house.
Meaning, there's a part of this excerpt that we understand, but in the end, with Moses and all those things completely not understood, what are the doubts in Moses that he was so faithful to the Creator? Meaning he reached all the degrees from here to Gmar Tikkun. We don't have any prophet. Meaning he's in the highest degree of Dvekut with the Creator, of adhesion with the Creator. Nobody was like Moses. So what is he writing here exactly? We can't understand this yet. Maybe we should read it again.
Yes, item 28. Now, we fully understand the previous words. For he says, now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning, make a covenant on what I'm telling you here, to be my sgula, my virtue or remedy, from among all peoples. This means that you will be my sgula. And sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations.
meaning it's clear from this that this whole process of ascending to the degree of bestowal of Bina, to the degree of Keter, to adhesion with the Creator, to correct the final correction of man, is a process that is ready for all of humanity, as he writes. But for now, there's only this group that has gathered from all nations that were in Babylon and connected, that group connected around Moses, and that's how they went forward. And we do feel inside of us a desire, pressure, to reach through the connection between us to adhesion and the upper force, to revealing the upper force. And the rest aren't in this desire yet. But of course, the way he writes, that by this, the sparks of purification will come and pass to everybody else. He said, you will be my segula, my remedy. Why do you exist? Through you, the sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you upon all the peoples and nations of the world. That's what we need to see in our group. And Moshe,
for this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now,
meaning everybody at some point need to reach adhesion with the Creator. That is the process that all of creation is going through.
But now, while they are still incapable of performing their task, I need a virtuous people.
Meaning I need some group that will go through this process, and then through them I can bestow to everybody. That's what the Creator says.
If you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to, quote, be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself. The axis of all the Torah and the mitzvot.
Meaning you must reach love your friend as yourself in the final way. And then through you, I can bestow those principles to all the other nations.
And the holy nation is the reward in its final form of Dvekut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. Quote, these are the words which you will say to the children of Israel. End quote. They made the precision, these are the words, no more and no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? We find no such example in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, for he is the trusted one in all my house.
So if Moses is so straight and doing everything the Creator is dictating to him, and he feels and understands the path, why is there any doubt that he can make a mistake and lead the nations behind them in the wrong direction and not in the right stages? What's going on in this last passage? We don't get it. And he writes, this is what you will speak to the nation of Israel, saying no more and no less. And this is perplexing. What is? How can you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator, meaning not tell them exactly what the Creator is demanding of people, to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? We find, how can it be that there are any doubts from Moses to not say exactly what the Creator is telling him, and he doesn't pass it to the people? But maybe he can corrupt something here, that he won't say exactly what came from above. That it's perplexing, how could you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him? That we didn't find such an example in all the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, "For he is the trusted one in all my house." So how could it be that he will not do exactly what he got from the Creator and understood from him? Why is this question even here? And then I guess that in the next item, 29, he will explain it. Okay. Well, quick PT7.
Rav, this concept, Am Sgula, this word is not so clear, Sgula. Can you explain? Expand?
I can't explain. This is something we have to understand through our ascent to Gemar Tikkun, what it means to be Am Sgula, that nation with the Sgula. First of all, it's building systems of bestowal like the Creator, then bestowing from us to the whole world, that they will understand that only in such a way we can reach unity between us and the Creator. And that's called to be the remedy, segula. Segula comes from the word segol in Hebrew. It's three dots that appear in the Hebrew alphabet. That the three dots show us that Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Next.
Item 29. Now, we can fully understand that concerning the form of the work in its last manner, as explained in the words, a kingdom of priests, which is the final definition of love your friend as yourself, it was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full manner of the work all at once, for fear that Israel would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions and give all their fortune and assets to the Creator, as instructed by the words, a kingdom of priests.
Meaning we already see the reason here why there was a fear that Moses won't pass towards the humans all the severity of the work of in order to bestow and love of friends and so on, because it is very difficult. And from it being so difficult and so distant from small people, so even though he can do it himself, he feels how hard it would be for them. That's why he wanted to find other ways to give it to them in a different way. For instance, through religions and all kinds of philosophies, all kinds of styles, and that is really the main point, where all these methods came from that have grown from the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's because of the weakness of man to keep the adhesion with the Creator. That we too, when we explain it to people who come to us, also we explain it in a way that, you know, it's not bad. We can't give them all the severity of the path that we are demanded to do. And also us, we aren't taking it, but only in a gradual way. We think, oh, here, soon something's going to come from ahead, and every time we get just a bit more that is opened up, that's how it is. You cover one and reveal twice. So in this way, we advance.
Item 29. Now we can fully understand that concerning the form of work in its last manner, as explained in the words, a kingdom of priests, which is the final definition of love your friend as yourself, it was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full manner of the work all at once, for fear that Israel would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions and give all...
Meaning, don't reveal it at once. And in a way that you have to reveal it in order to bestow without receiving anything, no calculation for himself, everything above reason, but from the fear that they would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions. They won't want to let go of it. We will shut our eyes, we don't care about spirituality, whatever happens, happens. And devote everything to the Creator to be a nation of priests, a kingdom of priests, okay?
Kiev
3.
Спасибо. Скажите, пожалуйста, можно ли сказать, что...
Thank you. Tell us, please. Can we say that the state of Moses is a result of complete annulment to the world and to the Creator?
Absolutely.
Brazil too.
Yes, Rav. Is it safe for us to treat each other on the potential level and to reveal only goodness and not hold on to anything else?
בסופו של דבר,
eventually, everything comes from the desire of the Creator to do good to His created beings. And in order for him to be able to benefit his created beings, he created the will to receive with all the conditions that he wants to give him that good. That's it. That's why it all stems from that. It's, let's say, like parents who really want their child to grow and be educated and smart and known and healthy and strong. He needs to be everything. So they try to give and give and give. And that's how they want him to advance. There's nothing you can do. We have to do what the Kabbalists tell us and not stop in the middle. And understand that all philosophies or faiths or religions, they have grown because people couldn't really discover what in order to bestow was. And how they can be sufficient with all these little things. So that's why it's written, 1,000 enter the room and one goes out into the light. Because it is really, really difficult if you don't keep these conditions to be in the group, in the studies, and then we advance. We have no choice. We are in a world that is entirely in a tendency towards Gmar Tikkun. And we are the first. We are the Rosh, the head of the whole group that is advancing towards Gmar Tikkun. And we will need to reveal the correction quick, the results of it, and explain it to the whole world and draw the whole world behind us. That is our role. Clear? PT25.
Good morning. You just said, yeah, I wanted to ask, but you answered already.
So there's no question.
Yes, but still, in order to reach the state of being an Amzgula, you had to uproot a group of people from Egypt and to wait until the generation of slaves die and then they were born free.
What are you asking, Shlomo? Can you ask?
Yes, yes, yes. Still, I want to scrutinize how from all this integration, well, you answered already, how can we still help each other somehow?
I don't have answers for that. You understand? I'm going to tell you what I said 1,000 times. Man will help his friend. To do everything, Rabash writes, he elaborated all these things in detail. What we never had before till now, all these thousands of years, Kabbalists opened everything more and more and more until we reached the last generation, and Rabash wrote everything in a clear and revealed manner. That is it. What else to discover? What else to reveal? I don't know. We just have to do what he wrote.
The thing is that here, well, this picture that is now you can't see is that this whole explanation doesn't help us. Everything we're doing.
Correct. Correct. Only annulment towards the group and towards the Creator. And that you also are hearing about for a long time already.
I do hear.
And you don't hear.
I do hear, Rav, I do. The thing is that each and every one of us, in particular, how we get all these heaviness. As a student of yours, I feel the whole world on my shoulders, also in my corporeal life, really, until every time I'm getting more and more at work and in with my family and here. It's not only that. What saves me is only holding on to the tent. The smallest thing is just will drive me away. That's how I feel. So how can we hold our friends so they won't leave?
That's the whole point. The main thing for us is if we were connected in a true, correct form as one man and one heart, everything would be solved. By this, we'd reach impregnation and Gmar Tikkun, because everything is measured according to the intensity of our connection in the ten. And to the ten, more and more connect until all of this humanity. What is this humanity? According to its will to receive, it's a little pebble. Until all this, we bring it into the Creator and go through all those degrees of Ibuya Nika Mochin and become like him, and by that we reach Gmar Tikkun, the general Gmar Tikkun, end of correction.
In order to reach this state of being an Amzgula, to receive the Torah, we bring them to a state where we understand that here is the place of burial, this is the place of our burial.
Yes, and we reach it too. We will stand before that place that here I can be buried or I enter spirituality, one of the two. Each one will have to feel it and stand at that point.
I feel I'm buried, Rav. How are the desires of my friend in the tent? How to join them to become one prayer?
You will see that it's possible. It'll happen on its own. We still, anyway, don't do anything. The Creator is advancing us. We have to try and connect as much as we can and pray. We have nothing but connection between us against our will to receive and prayer to the Creator, which is also against our desire. If we want to pray correctly, it's against our desire. That's what we need to do. So, let's try and do it. And see that the salvation from the Creator is in an instant.
Thank you.
Focus group?
You said that all the methods rose from the weakness of a person to keep the adhesion with the Creator.
Yes.
What about the method of connection to the world, what we teach? Where is that with relation to the adhesion to the Creator?
What method of connection to the world? I don't know that.
When we call humanity to come and connect without talking about adhesion with the Creator, only to connect between themselves.
Why are you calling it not all the Marxism and all the methods? Socialism, why you do it? Because you understand that you have to give humans a bait to have a good corporeal life, and that's why it's worth connecting, and so on and so on.
Okay, so this bait, if we call it the method of connection, is this the preliminary stage to the work with the adhesion to the Creator?
No, to begin with, no.
So this means that not everyone will work with adhesion with the Creator.
Why?
So I didn't get it. Again, we say that, again, all the methods...
All methods will show as much as they are not aimed to the right goal. That's why there's so many of them. Because it goes according to corporeal qualities that is in each and every one in every nation. And then after a general crisis that will happen to all of humanity, it'll cleanse it like one big tsunami. It'll cleanse their heart and mind, and they'll understand that we must exist above what we have on earth, above this earth. And then above it, it's called to live in different qualities, in the quality of bestowal. That is the blow that we are now going towards, which includes a few blows, but all in all, it's the blow. It will awaken us.
And then they will turn to the work with adhesion with the Creator, or they have a different method?
No, there are no other methods. It'll be clarified from everything that humanity is going to go through, because there's no other method except for existing in mutual bestowal and true love for everybody. For everybody. For all earth dwellers. So everybody is going to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, Rav. No, they're all going to do natural actions in order to connect their hearts together. Question. Nature. Naturally, Rav. Yes, naturally. If I see that if a tsunami comes, so all animals run away from the tsunami into the land, and none of them devours the other. Why? Because life is more important than me eating some rabbit on the way out. They don't eat each other on the way out. And they don't help each other, but humans will help each other, because they'll feel that in such a way we can save ourselves from Eretz Tzatanik.
Okay, this is a connection at time of trouble.
Right, in trouble, what do you think? And we don't bring ourselves to troubles, to a narrow place where there's no mercy, and only then we can choose the right path.
My question is, to what extent will humanity be aware of the matter of adhesion with the Creator that stems from the connection?
Adhesion that stems from connection? It's not clear if they will know about it like the Creator, but it will be clear that the upper force of nature that is working on us and will be revealed as the Creator, because God in Gematria is nature, not like you imagine the Creator to yourself. It will be revealed to them in a true way that all of nature, that everything that determines and burdens us, that's what it's demanding. The general law of reality, that is called the Creator. And that general law is demanding connection between us called love. We are just saying love that we think it's something in society. It doesn't belong to society. It's the general law of all degrees of nature in all worlds. It's connection, mutual general connection that is adapted to the upper force, and in that way, material can resemble the upper force.
And this they will feel in their gut, out of the connection, without an intention in advance.
Yes, of course, of course. You can bring a person many, a lot of knowledge, or you can give him a few blows. We need to bring them the knowledge. We need to bring the method of correction, the explanation on the beginning and end of creation, whoever can do it well, and whoever can't, will do it through blows.
Can I ask one more question? I'm asking about us, not the ones who study Kabbalah. You said that we also bring ourselves to this narrow place without chassidim. We generate imaginary troubles to strengthen the need for connection between us.
Yes, we bring ourselves to very narrow states that in them we will feel that we'd rather be dead than alive. There's no choice. I can't run anywhere, because in these states we can really take a step towards in order to bestow.
But where is that?
To raise above reason isn't something we can do, but only through very unpleasant pressure on behalf of nature, of course, the Creator. Yes?
Can we rise above reason out of importance rather than a narrow and then the pressure state?
It's or the path of Torah or suffering, and usually it's in the middle. Usually it's in the middle, as he explains to us in Matan Torah, I think he explains it, that there's a third path, which is in the middle.
Thank you.
Rav,
in this article it says a few times that the Creator asks the people of Israel, the children of Israel, do you agree to that? Where each and every person in Israel was asked, etc. You also said that the revelation is gradual, and every morning you come and tell us a certain portion. My question is, should we agree to each of these portions? And what does it mean that we agree to it?
You cannot agree. Every day I'm releasing another portion that I think that through these portions we can advance. And I remind about it every morning that throughout the day you will try to swallow this portion to digest it and be prepared for the next portion. Whoever doesn't do it or even resists it, so he has to check, maybe his resistance is also a correct response of his body, and that's how he's advancing. And maybe he is just canceling this thing as if it doesn't exist, and then he's just studying our Methodist philosophy. And it doesn't go through him internally, emotionally, and practically.
This agreement is personal, it's mutual. How do you measure it?
I don't
measure your agreements and what you're going through. I just know what I need to give you. That's it. I'm not teaching you in according to your advancement. I'm serious. Even if you don't advance, let's say, I will still try and every day give another spiritual portion from the method. And if it's not for you, so it'll be for the group that will come later. That's how I'm relating to this. I cannot live according to your pace and your desire. Even though I really want to, I want us to work together.
בסדר.
Okay.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, תודה. מקווה שהשאלה במקום.
Rav, thank you. I hope my question is in place.
בהתחלה, בורא אומר...
In the beginning, the Creator says to them, he talks to everyone. He says, now if you will hear my voice, and he ends with words to Moses.
Yes.
It's as if in the end, everything depends on, and all the success depends on Moses. Why is this so? Why is all the success dependent on one person?
Because Moses must explain to the nation the whole process of correction with everything included there. And you see that he doesn't tell Moses, you must teach them and you must reach a state that they learn and know and do it, but Moses' role has ended when he passes them the method. And practically, we see how it happened and how it keeps happening, that a few years after that, the first temple shattered, the destruction, then the second temple's destruction, meaning every time they wanted to build connections that weren't exactly like they got from Moses. There were many wars in order to bestow above reason, that only a small part of the nation, of that group, that was burning to work in order to bestow correctly in adhesion to the Creator. And the others were in all kinds of other forms, all kinds of other methods. Building the temple, for what do you need the temple? Praying in a certain way, studying in a certain way, meaning people started to make a method for the masses with this. And there's no masses in such a group. The entire group has to be adhered to the Creator, and that's it. That's why, because they didn't follow this path, they disappeared. They shattered and finished themselves. That's what happened. And it's happening till today. Let's hope that we that are already, as Bala Sulam writes, in the last generation, so we will be able to resurrect ourselves in a way that it will truly be a group. And after that, as he writes, we'll pull the whole world through problems and troubles and suffering, through all kinds of things that will escort us to, that we will all connect and ascend to adhesion with the Creator quickly in our days. It has to really happen in our times. Let's hope that we will all reach it and see it. Okay?
Amen, Rav.
Amen, Rav. Thank you.
Well, Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Okay, I have to understand this. Is Moses a man who definitely knows about faith above reason, right? And at the end, although he's got a very good reason, although he's got good intentions, here he is, he wants to change the words of the Creator. Okay, so this story could have gone.
We can't scrutinize what happened there. It's a very long and complex story. I don't want to get into it. What happened happened. We need to speak about what we have today. Sorry.
Moscow 7.
Дараф, отвечая на один из вопросов товарища, на
уроке
вы ему сказали,
when you answered one of the questions of the friends in this lesson, you told them that the spiritual work doesn't require much time, or it requires the heart.
Let me correct myself. Spiritual work can take place and be realized in man for 24 hours a day. But in practice, connecting in the group, sitting to study, we don't need many hours for that. But afterwards, a person needs to live this.
She
needs to live this. This is like a mother that has a baby at home, and she has to leave, go to the store, and work maybe, and something else. So she's constantly thinking about him. That's how we have to constantly be in our spiritual work, no matter what we're doing. Okay.
I would
also want to ask, now we're going away, each one goes to his place, one person goes to work, the other to sleep, my thoughts will be at my work. How can I hold on to these thoughts in my heart? I understand the example of the mother and child, but I'm not a mother. So it's difficult to understand this exactly.
Try to constantly be in connection with your spiritual path and with the ten. If the friends all think how we're demanding and concerned and in mutual concern not to disconnect from the spiritual work, then man will help his friend and you will feel that you can easily be in this.
No.
Well, I just want to ask one thing. If Moses won't ask a question now, can he live till tomorrow or not? Good. Thank you. So, Moshe.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We
are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. We are branches of one tree.